KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Coming up on KOMO.
I'm Sue Romero with the local details of a national memorial for those who've died from COVID-19.
No one is getting anywhere near the state capitol. I'm Jeff Pogel with the security concerns ahead of the inauguration.
Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s, sports and money news too. Live now to ABC at 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A day and a half before the end of the Trump administration, sources with knowledge of conversations tell ABC News that President Trump is unlikely to issue preemptive pardons to his children and other close associates. Sources go on to say they do not expect President Trump to issue a pardon for himself. He did not have any public events today, but First Lady Melania Trump spoke in a farewell video posted to her Twitter account.
My fellow Americans, it has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States.
Trumps are not expected to welcome the Bidens to the White House on Wednesday morning. Today, the president-elect and incoming First Lady took part in a service event in Philadelphia, helping at a food bank. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris did the same in Washington, the service in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Ahead of the inauguration, the vice president-elect said,
"We're here to obviously renew the commitment that we should each have to service and to serve others, especially those in need."
There'll be unprecedented levels of security around the Capitol for Wednesday's inauguration following the January 6th insurrection. Now there's a new warning for aviation personnel. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details on that.
Airport and airline personnel, especially here in Washington, a new intelligence analysis said are at risk of potential violence. The report, obtained by ABC News, said individuals could become physically and verbally abusive toward flight crew or other passengers because of grievances associated with the presidential transition. Members of Congress have been harassed at airports, and the TSA has increased security, which the report suggested could agitate violent individuals.
As coronavirus vaccinations continue, the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, urged patience.
This will take time, and we continue to encourage anyone to be patient while the providers work to get their vaccinations increased.
The United States death toll is approaching 400,000 people. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. KOMO Midday.
Good afternoon. It's 2:02. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now our top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. As ABC mentioned there, the U.S. death toll getting close to 400,000 today from COVID-19. In Washington, the state health department reported new COVID numbers yesterday after not being able to on Saturday. There was a computer glitch of some sort. The latest count featured 1,817 new cases of COVID-19. There's a little bit of a hiccup because of the computer glitch, and now holiday today, the agency warning that numbers won't be reported because of the holiday, so what you hear tomorrow may seem like a really big number, but it's going to be spread over a couple of days at least. Seattle is going to join the first national memorial for the many lives lost to COVID-19.
The large iron Kobe Bell just north of the International Fountain at Seattle Center is only rung for somber special occasions, like the 9/11 memorial. The center's Deborah Dow says on Tuesday, January 19th, as part of a national ceremony, it will be rung again 40 times for the nearly 4,000 who've died from the virus in our state and nearly 400,000 across the U.S.
And know that people around the country will be, you know, taking a moment out of their day to remember and to honor those lost lives.
She says people will also light candles or businesses will light up buildings in amber. The national ceremony will include the lighting of the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. Sue Romero, KOMO News.
And you can watch the event tomorrow on Seattle Center's Facebook page. It starts at 2:30. In Washington, the new strain of COVID that's rampaged through the United Kingdom, well, we believe it's arrived in Washington. It's for sure in the Pacific Northwest. KOMO's Brian Calvert with more.
Oregon health officials alerted us over the weekend. A staff member at the University of Portland has tested positive for this new COVID strain.
With all that is unknown still about this particular strain, it's always a concern.
Michael Llewellyn is a spokesperson for the school and has not confirmed where this man contracted the virus. Experts are pretty certain the current vaccine will work against the new strain, but the problem, most tests won't be able to detect it.
It's probably been circulating in the U.S. for much longer than we knew.
Dr. Ken Steadman says this strain could be all over Oregon and Washington, but current testing won't find it, meaning people who have it are likely getting false negatives, then passing the virus on to others before they eventually get really sick. Brian Calvert, Como News.
Coming up,
officer sends a homeless person to an illegal camp. I'm Corwin Hake, the divide between policy and reality.
But first, a 204 Como traffic update from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Curtis Calhoun.
All northbound 5 collector distributor lanes are partially back open after demonstrators were taking up all northbound 5 collector distributor lanes at the I-90 interchange in downtown Seattle. Looks like the march is now moving off to 4th Avenue between James Street and Marion Street in downtown Seattle. Also, an earlier crash southbound 405 at 520 has been cleared out of the left lane, and so is the backup for the most part there. Also, the westbound 90 ramp to northbound 5 is also back open. Your next Como traffic at 214.
Our Como forecast now. Weather from meteorologist Kristen Clark.
January has so far been trending slightly warmer than normal, but that trend changes later on this week with the arrival of cool Canadian air. And that may set us up for a rain-snow mix as early as Thursday morning in some of our foothill locations. While we don't anticipate any snow accumulation then, we start to see even colder air arrive this weekend. Some spots could stay in the 30s come Saturday and Sunday afternoon. And with the arrival of Pacific moisture on Sunday interacting with this cold air, a rain-snow mix will likely develop across the lowlands. Something to keep an eye on. In the Como Weather Center, meteorologist Kristen Clark.
Sunny right now in Seattle. Not a bad afternoon to be outside if you get the chance. 47 degrees, Como News Time 2:06. Halfway through another school year of mostly remote instruction for students, evidence is growing that young people are indeed struggling with depression and anxiety along with the lost learning. Several bills are now introduced in Olympia this legislative session to hopefully make up for some of the losses. Virginia Berry is with Stand Washington, an education advocacy group.
We know from talking to parents and students that this has been a really unprecedented time and a time of real challenges. We've all had to adapt to this virtual environment. So Governor Inslee's budget is asking for $400 million to help specifically towards student learning in the wake of building closures.
According to the consulting firm McKinsey, students are likely to be 5 to 9 months behind in math, just math, by the end of the school year. Another bill would increase the number of school counselors, as many young people are in need of emotional support as a result of pandemic stressors. A Seattle police officer suggested a homeless man, homeless person, not sure of their gender actually, find services at an illegal camp, even while the city was actively trying to shut the camp down. More from Como's Corwin Hake.
The story perhaps illustrates a gap between city policy and street-level reality. A body cam recording from August captured Seattle officer Mika Harmon and her partner as they arrested a homeless man for shoplifting food and shoes from a Capitol Hill drugstore.
How can you keep shoplifting? Is it just no money?
In the audio obtained by the Seattle Times, yeah. Officer Harmon has an idea. Why not get help at Cal Anderson Park, where protesters and homeless people had established a camp?
They give you stuff over at Chop. I mean, the park.
The irony is the park was then officially closed and the camp declared illegal. Harmon recommends the park after running through a list of options, including mental health court and law enforcement assisted diversion. Options either not available or that did not seem to meet the man's immediate needs for food and a pair of shoes. Corwin Hake, Como News.
2 days from now, President-elect Joe Biden will take the oath of office, the 46th person to do so.
This inauguration is so radically different from anything we've seen before. It's breathtaking.
Amanda Factor. Ann Compton, former ABC News Chief Washington and White House correspondent, has covered 10 inaugurations, beginning with Jimmy Carter's in 1977.
We believe we will see President-elect Joe Biden stand on the west front of the Capitol, raise his right hand, but no one will be there to witness it in the public except 25,000 National Guard troops in combat fatigue.
Ann told the Como Morning News it will be a startling moment for the country. She also says the absence of the outgoing president will be striking.
And he decided he didn't want to leave Washington as a former president, so he will go early Wednesday morning on Air Force One as president of the United States and leave the city.
She does not expect President Trump to leave a note for the incoming president, as is customary.
That kind of peaceful transition of power is the hallmark that the world looks to from American democracy.
Amanda Factor, Como News.
Olympia Police, the State Patrol, and the Washington National Guard all deployed to protect the state capitol.
The deployment is a response to the pro-Trump mob that sacked the U.S. Capitol and similar events that took place in Olympia.
State Capitol had a large demonstration that went awry, and the governor's mansion was stormed through the gates.
Lieutenant Kurt Boyle with the State Patrol says the State Fusion Center has been activated, which helps coordinate intelligence and response efforts between agencies. More than 750 National Guard troops have been deployed to Olympia, and the Capitol campus is off limits to everyone but essential personnel. Jeff Pogela, Como News.
Como News, time 2:10. Time for an update on sports now from the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk. Big name quarterbacks and new teams in the NFL's Final Four.
The defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs become the first team to host an AFC title game 3 years in a row. This Sunday, they have the Buffalo Bills coming into Arrowhead. KC's big question is quarterback Patrick Mahomes, now in concussion protocol after suffering a head and nerve injury in yesterday's win over Cleveland. The NFC title game Sunday is a matchup of future Hall of Famers. Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay host Tom Brady and Tampa Bay.
It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but, you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
Brady won 6 Super Bowl rings, but all with New England. The L.A. Chargers to hire former Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley as their head coach. The University of Tennessee has fired head football coach Jeremy Pruitt following a weeks-long recruiting violation investigation. Seattle Sounders are losing an important soccer mind. Edmonds native Chris Henderson leaves to become the sporting director for Inter-Miami. And Gonzaga and Baylor still running 1-2 in the men's college basketball national poll. Sports at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Schwartz, Como News.
President Trump's second impeachment trial happening soon, but it's still not clear who's going to be on his legal team. ABC's Cecilia Vega reports.
His personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, spotted at the White House over the weekend, said he was working on the case. But overnight, Giuliani now telling ABC News he won't be on the president's legal team after all, saying his role in the rally before the riot makes him a witness. He was among those who whipped the mob into a frenzy before they stormed the Capitol.
Let's have trial by combat!
The two lawyers who led the president's defense during his first impeachment also aren't expected to represent him this time. And the clock is ticking. With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi expected to send the article of impeachment to the Senate any day now, his impeachment trial could begin as soon as Inauguration Day.
This was the most serious presidential crime in the history of the United States of America. The most dangerous crime by a president ever committed against the United States.
Democrats need at least 17 Republicans to vote with them in order to convict the president. Their goal, to block him from ever running for office again. But allies like Lindsey Graham pushing for the Senate to dismiss the case.
Impeaching him after he leaves office is not only unconstitutional, from a Republican point of view, it would destroy our party.
President Trump remains isolated inside the White House, his final days in office spent mostly alone. Described as a pariah in Washington, he's livid and foregoing all the niceties that a sitting president usually extends to his successor. A morning greeting at the White House, not happening. Same for a shared limo ride. In fact, President Trump is refusing to attend the inauguration altogether, the first president in more than 150 years to do so. There wasn't even a phone call to congratulate Joe Biden. Instead, the Trumps will leave town early Wednesday morning, hours before the swearing-in ceremony. The send-off, exactly what President Trump wanted. He'll be surrounded by uniformed military at Joint Base Andrews. There will be a military band and a red carpet flanked by troops as he boards Air Force One for the last time. There may even be an Air Force fighter jet flyover just as he heads to his new home, Mar-a-Lago.
Now, in these final days, President Trump is expected to issue a flurry of pardons and commutations, potentially more than 100. A self-pardon does remain a possibility, even though his lawyers have strongly advised against that and privately have told others that they could quit if the president decides to go that route. And on top of all of that, our new poll shows that an overwhelming majority of Americans is opposed to this move of President Trump pardoning himself. 68% say they do not want to see him do this.
ABC's Cecilia Vega. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, no longer a U.S. senator as of today. She formally resigned in a letter to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom has already announced Harris's successor in the Senate. It's California Secretary of State Alex Padilla. He'll fill out the remainder of Harris's Senate term. The vice president is also president of the Senate, so Harris will be plenty busy at the Capitol breaking ties. Como News, time 2:14. Time for a traffic update from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. Here's Curtis Calhoun.
Northbound 5 collector distributor lanes looks like are partially back open at the I-90 interchange in downtown Seattle after an ongoing demonstration on the freeway. Also looks like demonstrators are moving on to 4th Avenue between James Street and Marion Street in the meantime. Otherwise, it's pretty light on area roadways. An earlier crash southbound 405 at 520 has been cleared. So is the backup. Single bit of light slowing though, northbound 5 around City Center in downtown Tacoma. Your next Como traffic at 224.
Our Como forecast now and weather this week is pretty calm. We're going to cool down for our daytime highs today. Eventually, we'll hit 47, 48, something like that. But then by the end of the week, only the low 40s for our highs. And overnight, it's going to be cold enough to bring us a chance of, frozen windshields, that kind of thing. Saturday and Sunday might see a rain-snow mix. Right now in Seattle, sunshine, 46 degrees at Como News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Bill O'Neill is at the editor's desk. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now the headlines are following from the Como 24/7 News Center. The half-dozen men charged with planning to kidnap Michigan's governor go to trial in about 2 months now. The trial for Brandon Caserta, Barry Croft Jr., Adam Fox, Caleb Franks, Ty Garbin, and Daniel Harris set to begin March 23rd. They could serve up to life behind bars if convicted. And the U.S. going above 24 million cases of COVID-19 today, according to Johns Hopkins University. The number of American lives lost is approaching 400,000, and that number could be broken either this evening or as early as tomorrow morning. It comes as the head of the World Health Organization is pleading for more equity in distributing the COVID-19 vaccine around the world to prevent a large number of deaths in less economically wealthy countries. Washington, D.C. essentially on lockdown ahead of the inauguration come Wednesday. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz reports.
Barricades sealing off huge sections of the city, security checkpoints scattered throughout, and armed National Guard troops surrounding the Capitol building. This weekend, thousands more guard troops arriving at Joint Base Andrews. 25,000 expected to be in place by Wednesday, a military force five times larger than that in Iraq and Afghanistan, as the threat to this city remains high. Overnight, the Secretary of the Army saying they are screening troops for any possible insider threats.
It's the unknown. We've also been vetting them through the FBI. We're continually going through the process and taking second, third looks at every one of the individuals assigned to this operation.
And now this disturbing new video shot by the New Yorker magazine's Luke Mogelson.
We're outnumbered. There's a million of us out there, and we are listening to Trump. You're the boss.
The angry mobs storming the Capitol, rifling through papers in the Senate chamber, and on the hunt for officials. A lone police officer urging the crowd to clear the chamber. Jake Angeli leaving an ominous note for Vice President Pence.
It's only a matter of time.
The rioters urging more violence.
Storm your own Capitol buildings! Hang them!
The FBI investigating whether a Pennsylvania woman who they say stole a laptop from Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office intended to sell it to Russia. The FBI issuing a report saying that some insurrectionists set up communication mechanisms in advance using amateur radios and encrypted messaging applications like Signal to communicate, using masks to conceal earpieces and microphones. The report clear there was pre-planning involved in the riots. New details also about the threat to political leaders during the riots. A witness alleging in an affidavit that Dominic Pezzola also discussed how he and others would have murdered House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Vice President Mike Pence if they had gotten the chance. In court papers and interviews, at least four pro-Trump rioters have said they joined the march that spiraled into violence, in part because the president encouraged them to do so.
How serious is our country going to take domestic white extremism? And I think what we saw here last week is that we didn't take it seriously enough.
Already at state capitals across the country, small protests, mostly peaceful, but in Lansing, Michigan, a confrontation. Michigan National Guard troops and state police coming face to face with more than 100 protesters and counter-protesters, some carrying weapons.
21 states have now called up the Guard, as well as here in D.C., where they are rehearsing for all possibilities, including armed groups that might plant bombs.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Meanwhile, a scare this morning at the Capitol.
This was the overhead warning playing at the Capitol, telling everyone to take shelter and to stay away from windows. President-elect Biden's inaugural escort was on site for an inauguration rehearsal, and they were moved under the Senate carriage entrance. It turned out it was a fire at a homeless encampment under an overpass, and there were some popping or explosion noises. There was no threat to the Capitol. Alex Stone, ABC News, Washington.
Como News Time 2:20. Time for our Propel Insurance business update from Jim Chesko.
If you're house hunting, you need to move quickly. Recent data showed that 42% of home listings nationwide had gone off market in 2 weeks or less. Redfin said 71% of homes listed in the Seattle area were off the market in 14 days or fewer, while in both Omaha, Nebraska and Lexington, Kentucky, 67% of listed homes were gone within 2 weeks. Other markets where homes sold particularly quickly included Indianapolis, Portland, Oklahoma City, and Sacramento. A lot of couples apparently decided during the pandemic that marriage might be the way to go. Citing data for the holiday season, jewelry retailer Signet said preliminary same-store sales for the bridal category in North America grew by double digits. Same story at Kay and Zales. Driving the gains, engagement rings. Meanwhile, at the Grand Canyon, one of the world's most popular proposal spots, inquiries about proposal packages and bookings over the second half of 2020 doubled from a year earlier. That's your money now.
Money News at 20 and 50 past the hour. We have a Como traffic update straight ahead.
Como Radio News. Stay connected, stay informed, and check back 2, 3, 4 times a day for the news that affects you, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s. The Northwest News Station. This is Como News.